Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 28th. A Paonia resident will face murder charges in the death of a local man. Heather Jones is accused of killing Ryan Redifer, also of Paonia. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Jones, who is free on a $100,000 bond, will be advised of a second-degree murder charge in the shooting death of Redifer last January. Jones will also be charged with first-degree and second-degree assault and violation of a protection order. Second-degree felonies have a minimum jail sentence of 16 years. Jones will be advised of the charges in a court hearing on Monday morning at the Delta County Courthouse. Incoming Governor Jared Polis is donating his congressional records to the University of Colorado at Boulder. And as Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz tells us, it is not a typical archive.
Every tweet, Instagram post, and Facebook comment Jared Polis made as a congressman will be preserved in the new archive. Several of the records were given to the university on a 120-gigabyte thumb drive. Megan Friedel manages the archives at CU Boulder. She says it's the first time social media will be included in a political collection at the school.
The fun thing about the social media accounts is it really captures Jared Polis' relationship with his constituents.
The archive also includes Polis' notes, letters, and other correspondence from his decade in the House of Representatives. Some parts of the collection will be made public in the coming weeks, but others will stay private until 2050. I'm Scott Franz.
Facing a volatile market and a high cost of entry, the future of agriculture depends on young newcomers who are willing to take the risk. One group in southern Colorado is testing out a method of recruitment that directs inspiration through experience. In our series, Western Slope Resources Reporting, KSJD's Daniel Rizel visited Lewis, Colorado, to see the program at work.
At Fozzie's Farm in the Four Corners, school is in session. Jay Loescher opens up class for the day with clear sunny skies overhead and Sleepy Ute Mountain to the southwest.
These two parts, kind of our top priority right now for this week in terms of our irrigation.
Loescher is with the Montezuma Land Conservancy, a nonprofit land trust established to protect farmland, recreational spots, and scenery in southwest Colorado. Just a couple years ago, when Fozzie's Farm was donated to the Conservancy, its 83 acres had nothing on it.
Literally a blank slate. There were no buildings here. There were no infrastructure in terms of utilities or anything like that.
Now, the farm's transformed into a hands-on learning space, complete with facilities, irrigation, and some wooden poles for hawks to keep an eye on the prairie dogs. It's the heart of a program to introduce young adults to agriculture.
Hopefully inspire them to want to protect it.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates the average age of a farmer at about 58 years old. That's partly due to the barriers of entry for beginners, like the cost of land and equipment, and gaining experience. What Loescher wants to do at Fozzie's Farm is inspire a younger generation of farmers by tackling one of those barriers. When the classroom becomes the farmland, students get the opportunity to experience a life in agriculture regardless of their background. On an average day, they receive assignments in the morning, right after checking in.
I'll take field E, and whoever wants to come with me.
Loescher splits up the group to check on irrigation.
Terry, you want to take a group and check out field C? Again, we've just got water.
Terry Gregory also works at the farm with the students. She's walking around and troubleshooting the trickles of water, walking the teenagers through her process.
I mean, it just hasn't backed up enough to do anything yet.
With a background in agriculture, Gregory says the students remind her of herself at that age. They both understand that the dirt washes off at the end of the day, but the experience is something they build on.
This is not something that you take a shower and it goes away. This is the real deal. This is life. And us giving life back to the land.
Like many classrooms, the students at the Conservancy also go on field trips. On one trip, a livestock auction, and on another was a visit to Burke Beef in Mancos, nestled in the valley by Mesa Verde National Park. Today was branding day.
That one might look more like an X.
farm manager Dustin Stein held the branding iron, but it was the students who took turns in restraining the cows.
Yeah, so let's release this part first.
Stein is a former full-time carpenter. In his mid-20s, a passion for agriculture developed. Every day he came home from his job and just wanted to work on his garden a bit more. Not long after, he made the switch, now managing Burke Beef and giving tours to students.
I think it's meaningful for them to see somebody young that's been able to make a living in agriculture.
And the results are starting to show with this pilot class. One student, Hanley Frost, said that he had gone from a passive interest in agriculture to seriously considering a career in the field. Others, like Carolyn Ballard, haven't made up their mind but kept other lessons from the experiences.
Yeah, I didn't used to always have like a positive attitude, and I used to be super shy, and I've noticed that I'm not as shy anymore, not as much after like them taking us to all these places and meeting new people and having to interact. It's really brought me like a long ways.
For Loschert, students like Carolyn are marks of the inaugural class meeting his goal. It will take a few years before Loschert can follow up with former students that entered the workforce, but the program is already drawing attention as a method to recruit younger farmers. State legislators met students during visits, and Great Outdoors Colorado awarded 18 local groups, including the Conservancy, a shared $1.8 million grant supporting programs to get kids outside.
We're on the cutting edge, really, of solving that problem of those missing generations of farmers. And we want to preserve this. We want to protect this. We want to transform this so that farming isn't a dying profession. It's a thriving and growing and dynamic profession. That's our vision, really, is to flip the current trends on their head.
A vision working to grow the next class of the American family farm. For Western Slope Resources Reporting, I'm Daniel Reisel.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KSJD and four other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 28th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.